What if I can't?
Are we recording?
Yeah, I started recording. Oh. So we got all of that.
Did you get fucked? JonBenet Ramsey is the most basic thing ever.
Yeah. Get fucked cunt, whatever that was.
We have a little expletive we use if you guys want to borrow it.
What is it?
It just goes like, duh, like if you want to beep out cunt.
We just say cunt.
We just say cunt.
Do you?
We
say it. Holy we just say shit. It. I'm We've sorry. Hi, guys. You don't know who these people are. There are two random women in the room.
Yeah.
Just like that time we had a random man in the room.
Yeah. We've had two random men in the room. So this is a bit more comfortable for us.
Yeah. I prefer having random women in the room than random men in the room.
I don't know when this podcast is starting.
It started.
Oh, okay. It started ages We're rolling. Ago. Okay. Everything in.
God, you don't say an intro.
No, we don't know. We don't know what we're doing. That's why.
Well, off you go. Carry on.
Anyway, this is Grace and Izzy.
Say hello.
Say hi. Say who you are so they know which voice is.
I'm Izzy and I'm the
Grace.
New Zealander.
Yeah, I'm the one that sounds like I've got a fucking peg on my nose. I'm actually getting sinus surgery in 1 week.
Oh my God, are you?
Yeah, literally 1 week. But so if you held off, lives. I would have sounded as clear as a bell. Really?
My cow now, brown cow.
Yeah, I have a really horrible voice actually, considering.
You
this really, medium.
I mean, you don't.
Oh, I thought I had a record.
You have a great voice.
But apparently it's very soothing.
Your voice is so soothing to me. I feel like it's what got me into the podcast. Whoa. Yeah.
Oh my God, Mel.
What? Oh my God. No. I just realized what you were saying. I was like, yeah, soothing. It's so soothing.
It is so soothing. You should do those ASMR videos and make millions.
Maybe I will.
Yeah. Give it a crack.
But only talk about murder in them. So they're like relaxing yet frightening at the same time.
Yeah. Anyway, so Grace and Izzy are from a podcast called After Work Drinks, which we love, and that's why we wanted to collab.
We're collabing, we're crossing over.
We are merging synergies. We're doing a collab.
Yes.
We're leveraging our synergies together.
And you guys will be on an episode of our podcast
Which we'll share with you guys so that you can listen to us. For a whole extra, God
knows
like how long.
An hour.
Yeah.
It's like,
long.
Who knows? We don't know how long anything goes ever.
Mm. We just sit here and talk.
And we'll be asking them the hard questions, such as what books they like.
Yes.
I'm nervous. I'm literally sweating.
Quite
I'm still sweating because the microphone didn't work and I got stressed.
Yeah, so we didn't know if we could get four mics in, but suck shit.
It's okay.
Technology, we fucked you over and we made it work.
I think we did.
It was just the best time for me because with our podcast, Grace knows nothing.
Literally, I'm in the exact position I'm always in, which is like sitting drinking wine while other people fucking tinker with the technology.
Last night she was trying to turn it on and I was like, oh, I just don't feel comfortable with you doing this.
I could just feel Izzy like breathing down my neck as I was like trying to press something and she was just like, just give it to me.
Oh my God, you and me, that's me. Like, actually Josie knows how to do all the tech for us. But I am that person when I know how to do something and then someone else is doing it and I'm like, can I just do it?
I know how to do this faster.
I hate it when people try and take over.
Just don't try.
Yeah,
so that means do everything.
Very relaxing. Just sitting here.
You had a little break.
Well, you got a bit stressed and sweaty.
I got sweaty.
And I didn't have to deal with it.
Which are now off.
And I was like, how do you move this mic, this hid mic, so you can drink this wine?
Yeah, that was your biggest problem. It's been our biggest
problem. That is still a constant life problem to drink wine. But I've had straws. We've had.
Yeah. Well, then you sound further away.
I just sort of do it.
And they can hear that.
But just for a drink.
I do it all the time.
It's just sweet.
Yeah, mouth noises are like our, MO?
This is a very sensitive microphone. Mm-hmm.
It is. Hearing everything. I realized I was doing heavy breathing in the last episode.
Yeah.
I do that too.
Yeah, great.
I have to put all my Instagram stories on mute because if there's sound, you can hear me being like, like it's really
I'm
weird.
I'm huffing all the time. When I'm on the phone to my mum, she's like, what are you doing? And I'm just like walking to the litter
box. I'm living.
Yeah, like I'm walking up one flight of stairs.
Or I'm lying on my bed. I'm just not doing anything.
Anyway, so they've got After Work Drinks podcast. It's
two
After
gals.
Work Drinks. You can find it on all the podcast thingies that you listen to, iTunes, Spotify. Mm. What are the other ones? Stitcher. Some other shit.
Yeah, I don't know. If you don't use
stuff,
iTunes, it's like,
just figure it out.
Cares,
You'll figure it out, guys. You just figure it out.
Yeah.
And they have Instagram, which is very, very funny, and I recommend a follow because I enjoy the memes, guys.
As
you would have
seen,
I like all your memes every time.
I feel like you guys should be the only people we follow other than ourselves.
Why?
Like our follow count is like three and then all the
mystery
like
hour. Like how Kanye only followed Kim.
Exactly. I went on a bit of a follow aggressive binge because I was trying to make people notice our podcast.
I know.
So I followed like Constance Hall.
I said that to Grace as well.
And Vanessa Amorosi.
Oh my God.
I went on a okay, the like, tangent.
No, she's a legend. Like, ultimate fan.
Yeah. Imagine if Vanessa Amorosi listened to our podcast, or Delta Goodrum. Guys, yeah, these are the people good. That
yeah.
I care about.
Yeah. Who's your dream person to, like, DM you? Delta and be Goodrum. Like, love it, Delta. Yeah.
Definitely Delta.
Oh, my God.
Who's ours?
Did Delta just follow you?
No, I don't follow the... All of Austria.
Easy. Get out of the room.
It's very fucking rude.
Actually, I don't think I follow afterward drinks on my own account. Yeah, yeah. But I see it on the... Okay, I'm going to do it now.
Anyway, the point being... Can't move after work drinks podcast, because you guys couldn't get the guy with after work drinks to
he's
fuck off.
He's still
and
give at large, like yeah. on the I can't internet. Like, so he just will not fucking
give
reply to any story.
Yeah. I actually really
him
love
a cease and desist.
Yeah, so there's an account called After Work Drinks, and which is just obviously perfect for us, but yeah. like no podcast afterwards. And we've yeah. DM'd him like every possible. So we've contacted his friends on Facebook.
No. So he has one follower.
Yeah,
and he follows one like K-pop band.
Yes.
And so I DM'd his one follower and was like, okay, so you follow this rogue account that's yeah. posted nothing. Please tell me who it is and how I can get in touch. And he was like, oh, I think I know who it is.
Yeah.
Which is also just so weird. Like, why would you follow an account that's posted nothing?
Why would you make that your handle and then just disappear from the internet?
Yeah, so, like, yeah, so he's like, I think I know who it is. Let me see if I can get in touch. And I was like, I'll pay you $50. Like, just...
Yeah. I would literally pay him like $1,000 at this point. I'm so obsessed with it. I know.
Yeah, but like, you've really, like, gotten yourself into a hole about the...
Yeah, it really... It's bothersome to me. Mm. I'm getting worked up
the
thinking
same
about
thing
it.
Happened with pedestrian.com.au, because we're pedestrian.tv.
But it's, like,
know,
it's
which is
and
so
someone
rogue.
Else has pedestrian.com.au, so that's why it happened.
Oscar told me this story. Just the most random thing.
I know. It's I know. Really random. And he was like, let's check in again and see if he'll sell it to us. Some yeah. random guy. He's not even using it. And he won't. Like, he wanted, like... $30,000 or whatever. Oh,
settle down. Yeah. Which is it's like
intelligent,
Sussex Royal.
To be honest.
Yeah, I would do that for yeah. sure.
I wanted to tell everyone a story. Well, I just wanted to tell people listening a story, but you yeah. guys, I already told you about it like 50 times because
yeah,
I'm just so obsessed with
shocked.
It. So I went to the bathroom today, and you know when you go into the bathroom and then someone comes in and then, well, I mean, this doesn't happen often, so this isn't. This is the situation was.
Okay.
I was in the bathroom.
Yeah, I feel like this is what I think it is. It's not
you're
like
just
a, you
in
know
the bathroom.
When someone
Mel was urinating.
Someone, oh my God.
Bodily
someone
function.
Came into the other stall and they were like proper crying.
Oh.
And it was very uncomfortable.
What
it was
kind
like,
of crying? Can you do an example?
Yeah, yeah, I can try. It was sort of like
oh, sobbing.
Oh. And then like nose noise, and then sort of like a like it was kind of like oh, you'd gotten fired.
They were fed oh. up. Kind
well,
of
this
thing.
Is where my brain went because I went.
And
did
you go
just
from like
fired?
Sympathy to like oh curiosity? Like why? Are you
I don't have.
Yeah.
I had no sympathy.
Right.
Yeah.
She missed
because
me
because
to know right
I immediately decided there was
gossip. Who's at the toilet currently? Who's yeah. not sitting at the desk?
I was literally. I got my phone out of my bag because I'd come back from lunch, so I had my bag still. And so I got my phone out of my bag because I was like, oh, my God, I need to stay here to work out who it is.
Yeah.
Like just to keep listening to figure yeah. out which employee
oh my God.
Is crying in the bathroom.
And they would have been waiting
And I was
for
messaging
you.
Like what I thought. I'm not going to say obviously people, but I was messaging like what I
thought.
Just
her phone sits down.
That's literally what happened. I just sat down.
Mexican stand-up.
Got comfortable. I was like, right, we're doing
this. But I
was
minding my own business and I just get this message like, oh, my God, I'm in the toilet and someone's crying. And yeah. then she's like.
What if it was Josie?
Well, then she was like, I said that. Is it you? And I'm like, at my desk, like, no, it's not me. And then we were trying to figure out who it was. And I was like doing laps around the office going, oh, you can't see me. I was looking around like a yeah. meerkat. Just like popping up from
whose desk
are we trying to narrow it down?
It's still a mystery. We don't 100%
this is
know.
Actually
we have
the
an
mystery
inkling.
Of this,
this
episode.
Mystery.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. The mystery minutes.
We were like, we thought maybe it was this one person because we saw them come back in and they looked kind of like sullen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then we couldn't be sure because we sort of like got distracted for a bit
before, oh,
and
no.
forgot we were
so
doing.
Did you leave the bathroom then sort of got
a oh,
bit
I left the bathroom.
Like
yeah.
when you locked us out of this building before.
Yes, like yeah. when I locked you out of the building on purpose today. Because I was like, okay, now I feel a little bit bad and I don't want them to come out and I come
yeah.
out at the same time
yeah.
and they have to deal with me
oh,
when they've
yeah.
been crying. Because, like,
no.
look.
And you've obviously heard.
Was like, it's going to be some gossipy shit to do with work.
Yeah.
But then the reality is it could be really anything and then I would feel bad if someone was, like, you know, upset about whatever.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
one wants to be
a
seen after
issue,
a private cry.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, I'd cry out in the fucking reception area. If they're in the toilet, they're doing it in private.
Yeah, it's a little private.
As private
cry.
As you can get.
Yeah, at work. Just see a little private cry. And I like to have them sometimes.
Oh, mm-hmm. I've cried in that toilet.
Love a toilet cry.
I've cried in there. I'm not ashamed to admit it, but it wasn't me today.
No. So we don't know who it was.
Immediately intrigued, though, as soon as I got the message.
The case is still open.
But it got into the bit where you're then awkward because then you're just stuck in the toilet. And you're kind of like, are they done? Like,
and you've got to make a bit of a noise, like, oh, like just a reason to get back up.
And then I made it so bad because, so another amusing little element was they were crying for a bit and then they just started weeing while they cried. I was kind of obsessed with
multitasking. Just every bodily
girl does both.
Just like, oh yeah, I'll just also wee. Why not? I'm in here.
Whoever it is an efficient employee.
Yeah, and very hydrated to be able to so much fluid.
Yeah. And then I was like, okay, I've got to get out of here. So I'd already peed and stuff, but I pulled some toilet paper, and then it was the toilet where the lid of the toilet paper just falls off and makes this really loud.
It falls on your
bang.
Face sometimes.
So I made the most noise possible. And I was like, oh, you've got to make your this poor person. Known. They probably weren't even aware someone was in the toilet when they came in. Oh. And then now they know. Anyway,
and I bet
about
they
it.
Were like, no one will know, and now you've gone on a fucking
we were like,
recorded
I was like,
forever
tell
podcast
the story.
To tell
she
the
was
story
like,
in intimate detail.
We need anyone that was around the office area to send in tips.
Yeah. Hot tips. We're going to set up a hotline
for whether they
it.
Saw someone looking a bit disheveled.
It's like Crime Stoppers.
Someone drinking a lot of water.
Cry Stoppers.
Yeah. My God, that was terrible. I'm going to see myself out. I'm just going to leave.
Cry Stoppers. 1-800 Cry Stoppers. That's the number to call. God.
I love it.
Anyway, should we do what we're actually going to do? So
Which
what
was?
We were going to do was, because Grace and Izzy also love true crime.
Yes.
And mysteries. Because we're not just true crime. We're also, I'm already a bit drunk. And when I get a bit drunk, I can't say my words properly.
Perfect.
So I'm like,
true
crime.
You're going to be perfect in our podcast coming up. <I'm> like,
So we asked them to tell us about the
oh my God.
What?
You're like we slow mo. Asked them to tell us.
No. I've had one wine and like no food for hours.
Is. Yeah,
their favorite true crime.
Well, it's more like the one that got them interested.
The gateway.
Everyone's got like their first case that like gripped them and has always gripped them and kind of like got them fascinated with true crime.
Yeah,
yeah.
So either of you can start.
What did we agree before?
Well, we sort of had a fight about it when we didn't know this was on air.
I know.
And you said you're a cunt.
I feel like I'm more excited about yours, so maybe we like knock mine out early, let's just give it 3 minutes.
I feel like you're really talking down your history.
No, it's a pretty good one, actually. Yeah. So mine's Serial, first season, Adnan Syed.
Yes.
Just, I think I've listened to that full podcast like 5 or 6 times.
Really? This is such a weird quirk about you that I feel like I've only just figured out. If Grace likes something, she'll just do it over and over.
Really?
So the other night I went around to her house.
Oh my God.
And she made me watch Trainwreck.
The Amy Schumer movie. And I lied that I hadn't watched it like the night before. I was like, I just downloaded it and it might be fun to watch. And then Izzy was like, what about anything else? And then Zach came home and I was like, this over the couch. I was like, do not fucking say a thing. And he was like, oh, watching it again tonight. I was like, no, I fell asleep.
Oh, my God, that's strange.
And then she went to see, Get Out 4 times at the cinema.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Serial. I'm kind of similar to that.
It's kind of like a zone out thing where you know what's going to happen and it's kind of nice to have it on in the background. I don't know what it is.
Also, I love Trainwreck. Stale movie.
Great movie.
It's actually a great stale movie.
It's actually a really good
We call them stale movies. So we keep talking about.
Like my people.
So we always talk about these movies that we love that are like not old but not new and like not good but not bad.
They just exist, but not a bomb. Yeah,
they're just there. They're just in history. Yeah. Trainwreck's one.
I love it.
Agreed.
It's a great whatever movie.
It's just whatever.
But it's a weird thing to watch 2 nights in a row.
So weird. Like I was aware. I was really hoping it wouldn't come out.
I was just like, what the fuck? Because I didn't even want to watch it in the first place, but she kind of roped me into it.
Yeah, I was like, you'll love it. And by the end, Izzy was like, it's just fine.
The ultimate hallmark of a stale
Damn.
Yes.
But cereal is not stale.
It's no, cereal's not classic. Stale. Cereal's, look, and I think the reason I still think about it all the time is because I just flip-flop all the time. Like, I'll listen to it once and be like, no, 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 he definitely didn't do it. And then I'll listen to the next one. I was like, how did I ever think he didn't do it? He definitely did it.
So where are you now?
I think he, I don't know. I think he, I watched that HBO series on it, like, a few weeks ago.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, it's really good because it brings out some new facts that I didn't
and
know before.
And you see everyone.
And you see everyone, yeah.
I feel like I had only ever seen Adnan, but not Haemin Lee.
And all the friends.
Asia, is that someone?
Yeah, Asia.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Should I recap it? Is that what you...
Yeah, you could do like a little recap of it.
Just a quick recap.
Yeah.
So it's like this guy in the 90s in Baltimore, his ex-girlfriend went missing and then she was discovered murdered.
Mm.
And they were both like 17. And then his friend, who had nothing really to do with any of it, went to the police and was like, he murdered her. This is how he did it. This is where he buried the body. This is where her car is. And then he got sent to jail for the rest of his life. But like that story was the only evidence pretty much apart from some dodgy cell tower.
Yes.
But everyone's just like, why would this guy just lie? And he had some of the facts that made sense, but also, I don't know.
And then it came out later that people had seen Adnan at the time that he would have been
at the library. Girlfriend.
At the library. Yeah. Was it Asia?
Yeah, Asia at the library. Mm-hmm.
And so then it basically just uncovered the flaws in the justice system, really.
Exactly.
Because his lawyer sucked so much.
Yeah, she was so shit. She like didn't contact one, like the key alibi witness.
It's like, if you're going to represent someone,
like even I would have done that.
Do it properly. Like, do the bare fucking minimum.
And then she like died of cancer and I felt bad for hating her. But then I was like, I shouldn't not hate someone.
Because they're dead.
Because they died.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Good and bad people die.
Yeah.
Yeah. A real mix.
A real mix of people die, Grace.
But I just feel like
just all sorts of people die.
The thing is that it's like, I think like guys kill their girlfriends all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Like I feel like that was the big thing in the show that no one talked about.
Yeah.
And like, they're like, why would he kill her? Why would he? Like, she didn't have to do anything.
Yes.
Yeah, he was just jealous and she broke
up
with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then
she
went out with this fucking weird dude called Don.
Mm.
And they investigate Don more in the HBO thing.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even remember
And
that.
She was like 16 when they met and he was 24.
At like a video store or something?
That's
they
like
worked together
not legal.
At like a supermarket. Mm. And then when they started dating, she was 17 and he was still 24.
Right.
And then his alibi was he was working at the store, but his mum owned the store.
Right.
And then they just
That's
stopped
not
investigating
a reliable
him.
Alibi.
Yeah, then. And she was meeting him that afternoon.
Mm.
And I'm like, Don, like... That's really sus. Like 24 and 16 is a big gap.
And your mum is your alibi.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jay, like what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why would someone just make up that story and it just happens to kind of be right?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh,
well, it was right, wasn't it? That was where her body was.
The body had already been discovered.
Oh.
And he led them to her car. But the HBO show is like, they think the police knew where her car was, couldn't figure out who did it. Jay was caught on a weed charge.
Yes.
And he was like, oh, yeah, that chick, I can help you with that case.
Yeah.
And then they, like, massaged him with the information to do it. They were like, her car's here, say it's here. Because they just needed enough to get. And then the guy who is the lead detective has been found guilty of, like, 5 or 6 times using young black men or women on weed charges as the key witness in his murder cases that turned out to be bullshit.
Oh my god, that is so fucked up.
It's red hot. Yeah.
That is some spicy shit.
I know.
I think when I was listening to it when he turned on the host and said, why do you care? What I was like,
He did it.
I was like on his team until he did that.
I know.
That was the first podcast I ever listened to.
Yeah, me too. Yes.
And I was like on the bus every day, like
I remember being in Thailand when the last episode came out and everyone was going to like a full moon party and I was like, I am staying home. Like I was so desperate to listen to it.
On,
yeah. And then I just thought it would be resolved, but it just wasn't.
Yeah.
And also, they really haven't nailed Serial again. Like,
I don't think they have.
To be fair, I feel like everybody was like, oh my God, this is amazing. But the people that made it are This American Life. Well, Sarah Koenig is from This American Life and they've always been much more focused on just sort of telling stories.
Mm.
And I think with Serial, it was like kind of investigative, but they were, I don't think they were ever intending for it to be like a murder mystery. It was kind of more of a like a story of somebody and as the story unfolds. And so then they must have been like, no, we're going to bring it back to stories. Mm. And everyone was like, we're waiting for our next investigative podcast. And it was just like, here's this like soldier. Army man.
And she didn't do it. Like she's what I loved about it. Yeah. She was so involved and it was so personal to her.
So good. There was all those rumors where people were like, she's in love with Adnan.
Oh yeah.
I loved that. I developed a bit of a crush on him at one point, which I know is like a
he's
bit
your
off
type. He's like, he is like your type. He looks like your boyfriend.
Exactly who I would go out with. Like head to toe. I remember her everything describing about him.
Murderer. Like being everything. Buff because he worked out so much.
Yeah, she was just like these big dairy eyes. Like dairy cow eyes. I was like, settle down, Sarah.
Oh my God. She was like, steadier than me.
I mean, he sounded hot and then he was hot.
So. Yeah, exactly. He is very 100%.
I remember that episode that she released with the – because I was listening to it as it was coming out as well. And the episode with the cell phone towers. And, like, I cannot believe we all sat and just listened with such, like, you know, intensity to an episode that is literally all this weird information about – cell phone towers. I know. So
and like tariffs and stuff. Yeah. And
but I think
like,
we were all like, shit, this is going to get solved. Like you said. Yeah.
I think that's the sad, the annoying part about all of this.
I know.
We just will never know.
We'll literally never know unless
he says it.
Yeah, or like someone comes out and it's just like some random rogue thing. But Don is, if it's Don, he's like dying of some weird premature illness now.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Like, but I love how Jay is just like, what more do I have to fucking say?
Also, Jay is Jay is dodgy as fuck, actually, in this documentary.
You just think he didn't do it.
No. I was like, Adnan fully did it. And then in this documentary, it showed, like, Jay has been done for full domestic violence, like, 5 times. And they didn't put that in serial.
Which is very, you know.
But, like, hectic, like, should have gone to jail, crazy, like, stalking. Attempted murder shit. And they're like, here's this rap sheet that's, like, 27 things. And you know how in America, if you carry, like, a half gram of weed, you go to jail for like 28 years. Yeah. Like everyone was like, how the fuck has this man never gone to jail?
Yeah.
And they found all of these cases he's been an informant in.
Oh my God.
To get out of jail all these times. So like in serial, he just seems like this nice man and like a nice whatever. Yeah. And in this, they're like, he's so dodgy.
And he's just done that a billion times to get himself out of jail.
Yeah, they're like, they've linked him to being witnesses in all these other crimes.
It's so bad that police are just being like, just say this so we can pin this guy.
Yeah, because
he would chalk up another arrest.
Because and then they said in Baltimore in the 90s, because there was so much crime, cops had to like knock out stuff in 5 seconds. Like there was so much pressure on them to solve cases.
Have you watched The Wire?
No.
I keep meaning to watch it.
I've watched like a few episodes.
Everybody watched The Wire. I had to watch it with subtitles like we had to do with Game of Thrones because they talk really fast and they talk in like Baltimore accents.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, I don't know what they're saying. It's all about that. Yeah. The first season is every season changes what it's focused on, but the first one's all about the cops and they're doing an undercover drug sting.
Ooh.
It's so great. Idris Elba's in it. Oh. It's like his breakout role. Mm.
I watch anything with Idris Elba.
It's brilliant. Yeah. Like, yeah. Such a good show, but I wanted to bring that up. But I also wanted to bring up Making a Murderer because
I feel like similar vibe. Yeah,
with Serial, like we might not know whoever killed her, and I think the point of these is these men didn't get a fair trial.
Yes.
So we've got a colleague, Heno, that when we talk about Making a Murderer, he's like, he absolutely did it. He did it. And I was saying to Mel today, why would he, Stephen Avery, put himself through 2 seasons of a show and like reinvestigating, like trying to get the best lawyer to look at the case if he did it right. So that's my kind of reasoning.
Yeah, and he's not like the brightest bulb, is he? Like he's not like a fucking mastermind criminal who figured this all out.
But it's like if you take it all aside, the point is they're both entitled to a fair trial.
Yes.
And neither of them got that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's like the question really is, should Adnan be in jail, whether he did it or not?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
There was still, I don't think, enough evidence to put him there evidence. In the first place. Same
it's
with
actually
Stephen
wild.
Avery. Planted evidence in Making a Murderer.
Yeah, fully. Oh, my God, Making a Murderer. Some of the fucking characters in that show. God. Like, I know it's real life, but it's just beyond.
Those characters.
They are characters.
Like, you couldn't write it. Though, like,
I love
in that.
Mom.
You're such a character.
I know, his mom.
So cute.
Oh, my God, she's, like...
I love her.
She's a little munchkin. I feel like that's really patronizing.
She's really cute.
She's so cute.
Izzy.
Well, I was like, I know, like, we're doing that weird, like, it's completely corrupt. Yeah. And we're like, okay, let's get onto the juicy.
No, I feel like because
brilliant.
I have no memory at all ever. And so I like cannot remember what got me into true crime. I know I listened to Serial, but I wasn't ever as obsessed. Like I listened to the whole thing and I was as obsessed as anyone else who'd like never listened to a podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm sort of just like, I was just like, he just did it and then just stopped caring.
No. You listen to like two episodes of every investigative podcast. You're like, he did it. He didn't do it. They did it. That person did it.
The end.
Yeah. And then the one that I just got really obsessed with and watched all the documentaries on, it's not like, maybe it is the one that got me into true crime, is JonBenet Ramsey, who was a little girl and she lived in, where did she live?
Denver? No, Boulder. Colorado.
Boulder, Colorado. Yeah.
I think it's Boulder. Nice. I don't think it's Denver.
And she lived with her mum, her dad, her little brother, who was like, I think he was 3 years older than her.
Mm.
And she was six at the time she died. And she died on Christmas Eve.
Really?
Or Christmas night.
Oh.
Mm. It was like, I think it was Christmas night and they'd had the day.
Mm.
And, I think it was. Yeah. Because they'd gone out and done all these activities and then they got home that night. Mm. And basically it was like the craziest thing ever because the next day the police were called to the house at like 5 a.m. because of a break-in and an abduction of their daughter. And then so they were like, they got round and they were like, the JonBenet Ramsey's gone, our six-year-old daughter, she's blonde hair, blue eyes, she was a little beauty queen, has gone missing, she's been taken. And there was a big ransom note that was like 1,000 pages long.
So bizarre.
Wow, it was like so long.
A 4-page ransom note.
It was so strange.
So
it's
outrageous.
Like me writing my sick letter emails to work when I'm sick. I'm like, I was feeling really sick back in June and now it's really crept up on me. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Like, yeah. All this like, unnecessary
this
information.
Really
especially when I'm not
like, when you're telling
it.
A
yeah.
lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I just had like this migraine and then at like 3:30 a.m. approximately, I woke up.
Yes, and my third cousin has cancer, and I'm really caught up about it. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So it was this like long as fuck ransom note, and the parents were like, "She's gone," and then like fucking an hour later, the dad finds her in the basement, dead, and a window's been smashed, and basically what the parents say happened is that someone broke into the house, tried to abduct their daughter, and then were leaving and some mishap happened and she died. So they left her body there with all the ransom note and stuff because they were already on their way out, and then left out this little tiny window, and that's
bullshit. And it's so all of the facts in that case are so
crazy.
And they were really rich and
yeah,
if you didn't
really
check the fucking basement
up,
when you would say like trying
and
to
I
find
like
your
how,
kid
because like, I feel like I don't know. I just, like, never know what the legalities are around this, but I think... Is that fine to
defamation.
Say?
Defamation.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, yeah. Like, it's just so funny that the police, they were obviously like, oh, she's gone, but let's check the house. And then the police obviously just didn't find her. So then the dad had to be like, oh, for fuck's sake. And then he'd be like, so then he wanders
what
down.
What about the basement?
Yeah.
Like,
so then
fuck.
He wanders down and he's like, oh.
What's that? That's a door to the basement over there.
Oh, yeah.
So I think, well, what
I
the theory.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So what the theory is, there's like a 3-part. Actually, I can't remember how long the documentary is. I think it's 3-part, and I accidentally watched the wrong one once and then watched 3 hours worth of this really crap one and then had to go back and watch the real one. It was so devastating. But basically what they say happened is that JonBenet Ramsey was found with a piece of pineapple in her stomach and it was partly decomposed, so they think that she ate it around like 8 p.m. that night, or like 6 p.m. that night, and there was a bowl in the kitchen and it had the fingerprints of the mum and Burke, who was the little brother.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what they think happened is Burke, who had already hit her over the head before with like a fucking baseball bat.
Yeah, like Burke was
like full
off chops insane. Yeah.
Yeah, like used to beat her up.
Yeah.
That she stole a piece of pineapple, ran away giggling, and then he whacked her over the head with a torch. Like with something.
I feel like we've something talked heavy. About this before because I was a fucking demon child and I used to beat
didn't
up
you,
my
yeah,
sister.
You tried
Did
to kill
you?
Katie.
So I like pushed her off a bunk bed once.
I heard you say this.
Yeah, so I pushed her off a bunk bed at Freedom Furniture. We were there. We were like climbing in the bunk beds, in the like just being shitheads while mum and dad were actually probably trying to buy like
a couch. Is Kate older than you or younger?
Younger.
Younger, right.
3 years younger, yeah. Right. And so we were both up there and I think I just can't like,
handle that.
I don't know. I used to get like, I am literally my dog. Like my dog Millie now is like when she's overexcited, she like bites people. So right. she gets overexcited and then she'll just latch onto your arm.
So you went like
she's
trying like, to kill
I'm
her.
I'm so excited. And she's not aggressive. She just like bites out of overexcitement. So I think like when I used to get overexcited as a kid, I used to like just want to see what happened with things. So I'd just be like, I'm just going to push Kate off the bunk bed because you're not supposed to and I want to see what happens. Mm-hmm. And like I used to do this shit all the time to the point where they would take her to a hospital because
oh
like
God.
Obviously oh God, your like kid
cut
falls
to, like,
off.
An ambulance.
No ambulance. It was more like she'd obviously fallen off a bunk bed and so they were like, well, fuck, has she got a concussion?
Yeah.
So they would like just drove to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
And it happened so many times.
Oh, my God.
That, like not specifically bunk beds, obviously, but like with other shit. Like,
you shook it
I
up.
Pushed her into a wall or like whatever. Yeah. Whatever. And then they were like literally started asking like mum and dad questions because they thought she was being abused. Yeah,
really?
Because like,
they called like docs.
Well, yeah. They were like going to call docs and then mum and dad were like, that's fucking it. Our fucking demon child needs to stop. But why I tell that is that I totally could understand a scenario where the older sibling does something to the younger sibling out of anger, not realizing the potential consequences, and then a horrible accident happens.
What you're saying is you empathize with Burke.
I'm saying is I empathize with Burke. Yeah.
Justice for Burke.
But seriously, because it's like, to me with that whole thing, and this is just my personal theory, defamation, like just my personal theory.
Yeah.
Is it would that's to me the only thing that makes sense because you know there's nothing else about this family that would indicate that they're going to do some weird shit to me.
Yes, and so it stunk of panic. Like,
it stunk of panic.
And so it's like they would just let out like the letter when you're panicked and you're like, why don't you just add this thing about how you got a bonus in like 1974 or whatever?
The
like they just
was had so long and it was so specific. It was like transfer $176,000, which is the exact bonus her husband got like a month earlier.
Yeah,
and then it was like from some weird mafia. Remember, it was like some weird organization.
Yeah,
so
like
strange.
She was probably like, and it was throw in this thing, like they're obviously
and it
not
was like
super smart.
Just her
a small foreign faction.
They just tested it, and it was just her handwriting.
Yeah,
like it's like, how the fuck is no one in jail?
And they were so like, what's the word? Like that kind of Stepford Wives household where you can see them being like, no one can know
no one
about
can
this.
Know.
Like we need to come up with a story.
Yeah,
and
also just
like
they don't
Julie
want it
down
on
at the salon can't
for his whole life. Like
or to lose him and him go like to jail.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's so but like a child wouldn't go to jail.
No.
Well, I don't
like
know.
Like
I think
an 8-year-old child.
But like even just generally like having it taint his name or something, I don't know. But I always get stuck on the I always get stuck on the fact the pineapple was like in milk.
Ugh,
and
that's
I just,
demonic.
Yes.
I cannot deal with that. I can't.
That's illegal.
I know.
It's not
so, so
right.
weird.
I feel like I'd like to try it now that we're talking
well,
about
I have
it.
Fruit salad. I've been on this like real like fruit salad with yogurt bend at the moment where every night I have to have some fruit with yogurt. It's very weird. And every time I have the pineapple, I'm like,
and the yogurt
I
melts
get
and,
it.
Yeah.
But I don't.
I get it.
Because I get the flavors together. And yet I would never fucking pour milk
She's
on my pineapple.
She's not a normal freak to have.
No, it just adds to the like aura around Burke, which is just not okay.
He's
and when he got interviewed by Dr. Phil.
Oh my God,
and he
that
was just
the worst.
He was just off chop so weird. Like he was
he
just
didn't
like.
Blink that whole fucking time.
I know.
It was super weird. I was obsessed with it too when I was a kid.
Mm.
I feel like when I was growing up, it was JonBenet, before that OJ. I'm pretty old showing my age here.
No, OJ.
Port Arthur and Jordana Katevsky, who's a girl that went missing in my hometown.
Whoa.
That was like all I was seeing.
Yeah.
Actually, I might quickly say that the Claremont serial killer was like my childhood.
Are you serious?
Yeah, for sure.
I knew that.
Yeah, like I should have done that one instead. Because Perth, it was like a little bit older than me, but he was still at large.
Yeah.
And he was only.
Well, didn't they only catch him?
They caught him.
Last
so
year?
I actually have some good hot gossip on this. So. I'm going to name drop really quickly. It's really aggravating. But I was sat next to Gemma Ward, the model, at a dinner once. And we're both from Perth. So I was like, and the serial killer, the Claremont serial killer had just been got.
Yeah.
Had just been got. Had just been caught. Just
they were writers.
just got him. And I was like, Claremont serial killer, like losing it. Because she was of that era and blonde and a model.
Yeah.
And like there was... And lived in Claremont.
And she's a bit older, yeah? Like, she's been mid-30s?
Yeah, she's... So, it happened in, like, the late 90s.
Yes,
late
90s,
yeah. Yeah. So, for her, she was like, that was actually my life. Like, I was going to those clubs.
Oh, wow.
And out with people, and everyone knew about it. And it was, like, this terrifying thing.
Yeah.
But the guy who they caught doing it, he taught my best friend's little sister little athletics. And my mum's work friend, this is very Perth... Her husband worked with him at Telstra for like 10 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wild.
And they're like, he's just the most normal guy.
Yeah, and he's
ever.
Got always
it's always the normal guy. Yeah.
And he's got a stepdaughter.
Yeah.
That lived with him the whole time,
and
right?
And apparently she had to be sedated at the scene because she was in hysterics.
Yeah.
And I might just be making this up. No, I am making this up. My friend was driving out of Belmont Forum, which is like this like dodgy fucking shopping center we always used to hang out when we were just dirtbag, like 13-year-olds. And she was driving out of there and then like five riot police cars zoomed past. Oh. I completely put that on my own brain as my own memory and then realized that
I always tell other people's stories like it was me.
Same. and she was like, what the fuck? And it was... them going to arrest him.
Shit.
Yeah, it's super crazy.
Oh my God.
Because yeah, I went to the house. He lived with the daughter. Yeah, and she like loves him. Like she's defending him now.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And what evidence do they have? Do we know any of this stuff?
Yeah. So what happened was actually so interesting. They started reinvestigating with DNA technology old rape cases. And he had sexually assaulted someone when he was, like, 18. Mm. It's so creepy. He wore, like, an embellished silk Japanese floral robe.
What?
And nothing else.
That.
And rocked up at this, like, 18-year-old girl's house. Like, so off. That's all he was wearing.
That's
a horrible visual.
That's
I really hate that I have that
full Hannibal Lecter.
Like, creepy.
So creepy. And he sexually assaulted her and then, like, left because he was... in his pre-murderer days. He was only 18. They got DNA from when he
did that
and then matched it to one of the bodies.
Right.
Years and years, like
amazing.
Whatever, 20 years later. And then so they reinvestigated that sexual assault. So they went back and interviewed her and somehow honed
so
in on him. He'd been a suspect at the time and then got him and then linked him to everything.
But when
fuck
DNA
that
gets
guy.
Them.
I know, but one of
same.
The girls...
It's like you think you're safe, but you're not, motherfucker.
Yeah, one of the girls is so sad. She knew him because a piece of footage that they circulated at the time was one of the girls... Because we go to the Claremont, which is where all the girls were picked up from. It's like just this pub. And the walk from where you leave to the taxi rank is like... a 2-minute walk and that's where every girl went missing from. Like it's so creepy.
Yeah.
And the last girl that went missing, there was security footage of her seeing a guy she knew and like hugging him and being like, hey, and hugging him, and they were trying to find him.
Right.
And he was in her tutorial at uni.
Because
killer.
This is what I always didn't understand. Because I learned about the Claremont from Case File. And I was always was this person posing as a taxi driver and getting them to get in the taxi? Like,
mostly, right?
Yeah, and he worked at Telstra and they think he was using his Telstra truck to pretend to be doing
things
like fixing a light post. I don't know.
Fuck. It's
so
fucked.
And that he was like young and kind of handsome and 24 and was like, fuck, waiting for a taxi. Like, where do you live? I'll drop you home.
And then
was
you
the
trust
90s,
him because
he
has a uniform on.
And he's handsome.
And he's
creepy.
And that girl knew it from a tutorial at uni. Like, can you imagine
so
just seeing some? Like, it's fucking beyond.
It's insane.
People are damn.
Trust
no one.
Because I was going to say, because I went, when I was in Perth, I went and looked... like a fucking weirdo that I am at the house. What's the house there?
Oh, the murder house.
The murder house.
Oh, the Burnies.
Yeah. Ugh. And it looks the same.
And you know, that's Claremont as well. There's been like 3 famous serial killers all from Claremont.
Yeah.
Of course.
Perth has had a lot of
gross.
Weird shit.
Yeah,
like that, what about that guy that
was
just going
bad.
Around shooting people just for like no reason?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was Claremont
too. The Sharknet, the book, is about that. It's an amazing book by Robert Drew.
The Nedland serial killer, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's a serial killer too, and Robert Drew, I think it's fiction. Is it fiction or is it non-fiction? I can't remember, but basically the story is I'm pretty sure that his family knew the guy very distantly in the sense that his dad worked with him, but like he'd met him right. once or twice, but the guy that actually did it. But yeah, it's again, it was just, but that was so terrifying because again, it was just at random, just yeah. like the girls. Like, yeah, there was
he would
no
just
connecting.
Go and knock at someone's door and just shoot them in the face and then just leave.
Yeah, he was like, and because people weren't locking their doors, he was just going into people's houses and shooting them in their beds. Or like at one point, he shot someone in a car, just like they were like a couple in their car and stuff. It was very like, you know, there's a New York thing as well. I think it's called Summer of Sam. Yeah.
He's the that's the murderer's name.
Oh, yes. And the movie is called Summer of Sam. Anyway, and it's the same thing of
but
like
he
just random.
He'd like miss all the time and
really?
Yeah.
Shit.
I mean, he still killed people, but he wasn't very good.
He was
good.
Like a shit murderer.
He wasn't like Zodiac who never got caught.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm so interested in that Claremont one. I want to talk to you more about it. I listened to that Case File one right when I was first getting into Case File.
Mm.
And I was like, this is good.
It's a grot of a case.
Or
like,
that
it's
Case
so
File
horrible.
One where the police hone in on the other police chief.
That episode is literally a masterpiece.
God. Which so one? What is it?
Like Shari Ramusen.
Oh my god! Yes. I listened to that on a plane and screamed.
Yeah, yes. That's the best episode of Case File ever.
I've never heard that one.
That's in my top. Someone asked in our Facebook group, like, what a good Case File episode, and that was in my top 10.
It's the top. Yeah. It's absolutely
I loved
top.
It.
My top 10.
I like Daniel Morecambe, and I love the Golden State Killer series.
I don't know if I've listened to
Daniel Morecambe.
Oh my god, it listens to that. It's insane.
I the Great Barrier Reef one. When they were snorkeling.
Oh yeah.
God.
I want to do that.
I
want to
do that
point.
Too. Yeah. We'll have to fight
that
to
one
death
is
over that
crazy.
One.
Oh, you want to do it on your episode?
Oh yeah.
You want to snorkel?
No.
No, you have to do that.
I want to do it. Daniel Morecambe's really interesting, though, because it's all about the investigation.
I know.
And when we talk about police being shit and the justice system being shit, this is like a time when they weren't shit.
That's yes. so true. And that should really be made cool. into a movie, actually, how
so
they
fascinating.
Caught. Yeah.
And just like, I just love that there was finally justice for that family because
they, do you remember how she said she knew?
Did she?
She was like, the second I saw him in jail, because they had to do like, so her 12-year-old son was abducted and then killed. And then they brought in all of these suspects. I don't know why the parents would have seen them. But she said that they were brought in the courtroom.
Like if they recognized anyone maybe.
Yeah, she said she just saw him in the courtroom. And she just like knew nothing about him. She'd seen like 10 people, the mum.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's the fucking guy.
He does
and
look
took
like
him,
a
like,
demon.
Yeah, he does.
He's
yeah.
so creepy looking.
But it took them like 10 years to get him.
Oh my yeah. God.
But she just said the second I laid eyes on him. I knew that he killed my son.
My favorite thing about Case File is his ads for like yoga pants.
Oh my god.
And he'll just be
it's
like
so jarring.
Still in his Case File voice.
And it'll be like,
just like very stretchy. And then he tries to
or when he tries to make them crime related, he's like, premature balding should be a crime.
Yeah.
Use Ashley Madison. Ashley Madison. Yeah.
Ashley Madison.
That's the dating website. Ashley Martin.
Ashley Martin hair.
Yeah.
Ashley Madison balding. Is that like a fair website?
Like, get on this cheating website.
Yeah. No. I don't want to think about Casey, as people call him, having sex and talking about sex.
I never want to think about
he's
him
so
having sex.
So asexual to me.
The Case File guy?
Yeah.
What do we think he looks like?
I think he's like, it's really bad. I don't know why it popped into my head. There used to be this show on ABC called Collectors, and my mum loved it because her and I, we like going antiquing and collecting weird things, and it was really cute because they go around the country and talk to people with weird collections, not weird, just collections of things. And he was one of the – this guy was one of the hosts, and then he came out as a pedophile.
Oh, my God.
He didn't come out. He got caught for child pornography. And he was like a young guy. Like, his name was Andy something or other. And it was all over the news at the
time. I can
see
where this is
and
going.
This is just, like, not where I thought this story was going
like
at all.
My mum was, like, so, so upset. She, like, loved him and thought he was really cute. And whenever I – he must have a similar voice or something. Because when I picture Case File, he looks like this Andy, and I can't get it out of my head.
He that just was the biggest plot
maybe
twist.
He's doing it from jail.
Yeah. I mean, I'm it's definitely not him, but it's just for some reason it must be something about his voice.
Just not where I thought that your story was going at all.
Similar man, and I can't.
Does he have brown hair?
No, like sandy, browny, blonde, and just like a pleasant-looking person,
oh,
but
I
not like
super
hot.
Looking a little bit creepy.
Yeah,
say.
Well, this guy was creepy, like a footballer who had like four children.
No,
an ex-footballer, like a retired footballer.
I thought it was like
a skinny, weedy.
Yeah.
Like, but he like talks like this.
Yeah, like, he definitely like sounds like a football Newcastle guy.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yes, just like Alex Honnold.
Yeah.
From Free Solo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yes.
It's but the guy that climbs without a hunt.
Oh, no, I hate that. No, I can't ever watch anything to do with that. That is horrible.
Rock climbing?
Rock climbing without a harness.
I agree
wholeheartedly. This is hell on earth to me.
Yeah.
Put a harness on.
I don't know
the
how
end.
The fuck I've been just like, put a harness caught on. Up in watching rock climbing documentaries, but.
It's kind of wild. Like to just
I
climb
up it. He just it
really that's so interesting.
I've watched
one,
you, it's
but
giving
that.
Me hives just thinking about the
stressful.
Whole
thing. Like how can you have such disregard for human life, your own human life, by fucking prancing around on a rock?
Slash,
with
how do you have fucking personal confidence that
just,
you think that you're not going to
so
die?
Much.
I hate it
because I'm scared 100%. Of everything. So
I'm pretty scared of stuff too.
Yeah, I think
there's something
I
wrong
can't
with them.
Relate
not,
to
yeah.
him.
They're not normal.
It's a bit
like
psychopathic
humans.
Or something.
No, they've read
about it.
They
yeah,
actually
and I'm also like, why are you so obsessed with doing this over everything? Like, he's just like, he was just
why
like,
do you want to climb
girlfriend?
Everything?
Yeah,
you know
he's
like,
he was
just
got,
like
a cute girlfriend.
About,
yeah,
like, anything else other than climbing this fucking huge rock.
I thought you meant why do you insist on climbing everything that you see? And I was like, yes,
climbing up here.
There's this bit. Is he where his girlfriend, like, which was so relatable, like, dropped him as he was climbing on the ropes? Yeah, and he was like, he like sprained his ankle, and he was like, yeah, I was gonna break up with her immediately afterwards.
Yeah.
I was like, what is your
and
problem?
And then she convinced me she could make it work. Sorry, I just moved the
that's
mic.
Gonna become Zach in like wine. Exactly 3 months. My boyfriend's got into rock climbing. It's a nightmare.
Oh.
You guys are like, oh,
oh you poor
sorry.
Mine likes
I'm so
it
sorry.
Too.
It's a new fa- it's a new
I don't
phase.
Like it.
I
yeah.
know, it's like a trend. When you
it's
write about
trendy,
it, it's a trend
yeah.
face. For
I know. Hot trend.
It's very much something Jeremy would do. I can imagine him being a rock climbing type of person.
I've
but
got an
maybe
alarming
it's just
video
too soon
of
to
Julian
tell.
Between two rocks in the Grampians. Yeah. And then like a few months later, that famous journalist died there.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
I'm never going back there.
Wow.
Not on my watch.
Not on my watch.
I don't like it. Don't endanger your life. Just stay
don't.
At home. That's my take.
We always
yeah,
tell people to stay at home.
Yeah.
Just stay home.
Yeah. Just
everyone.
Just stay home.
Why do people
and
like
watch
do things in
whatever
the
it's called on
know,
whatever
Free
it is.
Solo.
My yeah. mum my mum broke her ankle going for a bushwalk and like 5 minutes in. I swear to God. And she had to be like, chop it
my
out.
Ankle.
Oh my God. I'm so serious. Mom. She'll be so upset if she hears me joking about
oh
it because
no.
she's in a miserable state. But like,
oh, did this just happen?
Yeah, she's and because she's on the third floor. She's on a third floor apartment and
with
there's
no
lift.
Same.
So she's
that's
just trapped.
My life.
Yeah. But
that would
I was
be horrible.
Like, this is what you get when you do activities.
Yes. This
my
is what
mom,
happens when you go outside.
Broke her ankle just drunk at our house.
Literally. My mum's soberly
that's
fell
such
off
a mood.
The,
yeah. Like, I don't even know what the fuck she did. She just, like, twisted it so bad and it was broken. She couldn't go to work.
How do you break your
she
ankle,
like,
actually?
And she's broken her wrist. One time I was Skyping her and I was like, mum. And then she was just like, this. And her wrist was broken.
It just, like, comes into view.
She was so fucked.
Like, on a fucking perpendicular
angle.
Goes,
She was like, look, darling. She called me and I put her on speaker and I was with Grace. And she was like, I know you think I don't listen to your podcast anymore, but I listened to the alcohol episode you did and I would like you to know I now have non-drinking nights.
Oh,
like,
mom.
Yay.
You taught her something. And she also sent Izzy a massive message about vaping. She was like, yeah. Grace is so on it with the vaping. Like, she's got the nicotine levels down. Send her my love. Regards, Donna. I was like, heaven.
Mom just
regards
literally sits
Donna.
At home. Yeah, mom sits at home vaping and drinking. Yeah, listens to our podcast
what
occasionally.
Yeah.
I like
she's
that.
Like pretty hilarious.
My mom doesn't drink, but she fell off the garage stairs. Not down them, off them.
Oh my
like,
God.
She kind of fell off
oh,
the side of
yeah.
them.
That
broke
is scary.
Both her elbows.
Oh my God. That happened to my old film school teacher. He was thrown off his bike and broke both elbows, and that's like a big nightmare.
It's really annoying.
Yeah,
mom,
like you're like this
really
all the time. All
yeah,
like,
you'd be
yeah,
like in a weird
need,
like
nails in your elbows.
That is horrible.
Yeah,
that's,
it was.
Yeah,
I mean, my story was really boring. I was going to say that I was really drunk at the Christmas party a couple of years ago, and I trod on a bee. And then I was saying to Hino, who's our colleague,
yeah.
And I was just like lifted my foot into his face, and I was like, Hino, it hurts. And he was like, it's because you trod on a bee. There's like a fucking bee just like hanging out of my foot.
Whole bee.
Yeah, like literally it was still like kind of like there. And then
dying
so we had to like
slowly.
Pull it anyway. Yeah,
oh
and
God.
It was just like one of those things where, sorry,
yeah,
I'm moving away
hurt.
From that.
Yeah. That was probably a stupid spot for me to put
Why
it.
Why are you going so far?
Because I yell into the microphone.
No, you don't. But you don't yell as much as you think.
It's all going together.
I think of all those stories, your B one is the worst.
No, that one wasn't. But anyway.
Yeah.
How long have we been talking for? Like 100
years? I know. We need to cut it off.
Is it tomorrow morning?
Should we stop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's an hour.
Oh. Why are you stopping it? Don't stop it. You have to say bye.
Yeah, did I'm not stopping it.
Josie, did you follow me 49 minutes ago?
Yeah, when we started talking.
Oh, my God, in the middle of it, have you followed me?
Well, thanks, guys, for coming on.
Josie, are you fucking serious?
With what?
Have you followed me?
Yeah.
Oh.
At the start when I said I didn't follow you.
Oh. Cool. I think everyone really loves this conversation about following
each
other.
Now we just have to say see ya.
I was going to say, everyone, just in case you missed it at the beginning, this is Grace and Izzy. Their podcast is After Work Drinks.
Yep.
You can find them on all the podcast thingies, but also you can find them on Instagram, After Work Drinks Podcast. Thank you guys
for
coming.
Thank you for having us.
Chat.
It was our absolute pleasure.
Love.
And see ya.
Bye. See ya.
Bye.